Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Daryl Roman.
No one gives friends flowers. You don't do that. It's stupid.
Thanks to On Deck. Turn no around with On Deck, the small business loan specialist.
Good evening, Mr. Broman.
Busy afternoon for you, Ben.
Yeah, it is. We'll keep it short and sharp this afternoon because, as you can imagine, we've got to focus on getting people home. South Sydney take on Parramatta tonight.
Yeah, they do. Both sides have no State of Origin reps, so it should be a decent game of football. Both really battling to stay in this competition. The Eels are currently in 10th position. The Rabbitohs are in 13th, so it's a big game for both these sides. So I think the Eels could win, but we'll have to wait and see.
The Sydney Swans meet their old enemies Hawthorn tonight. That's at the SCG.
Yeah, they do. They're on the back of three straight wins after losing six in a row to start the season. The Swans, they look good. Hawthorn, I think, have won three of their last five. They lost four in a row as well. So neither of these two great sides are had a great start to the season, but they're starting to warm up. But the Swans are heavily favoured tonight, and they should win.
All right. Now, LeBron James, the NBA superstar, has overtaken Michael Jordan as the all-time playoffs scoring leader.
Well, yeah, playoffs, you're right, postseason. Now, ever think about this. He has scored 5,989 postseason points. That's an incredible number. I mean, that is an incredible number, and he's just a superstar.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was a freak, but you have a look at this bloke. I looked at a reject that got a million replays a week or so ago where there was a steal down the other side of the court. He was behind this bloke by about 2 metres, still managed to catch him and then knock the ball so it couldn't go in. So he's one of these blokes, one of these gifted people, obviously born with a gift, but he's made it work for him.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, he's just a competitor as well. You know, he's just a complete player. He's a tremendous athlete. I'd love to meet him. Imagine how big he'd be. I don't know how tall he is, but I imagine he's probably about 6'6" or 6'7", you would think. Probably weighs about 100 kilos. Yeah. He's just a monster.
Who's in the box with you tonight?
Well, unfortunately, Piggy won't be here. He's got a problem again, so he won't be here tonight. But Mark Levy's here, and the great man David Thirsty Morrow's here. It's a wonder you can't hear him in the background.
What's he been chewing your ear off about evening?
Well, he's very pleased that he got through the traffic to get here because he lives in the eastern suburbs.
Yeah.
He went the right way. He took the right option for once, and he's delighted with it.
And
delighted.
So he'll be telling you all about it. He would have been telling you all about it all afternoon and probably all night too.
He told me there was a secret way that Warren used to come because Warren's a very close friend of his, and he's gone that secret way.
Warren Ryan?
Yeah, Warren Ryan.
Yeah, okay.
He loves Warren Ryan.
You enjoy yourselves tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Go the Eels.
The big man, Daryl Broman, he'll be in action tonight for the Continuous Call team.